And you will see them being exposed to the fire, humbled from humiliation, looking from behind a covert glance. And those who had believed will say, "Indeed, the true losers are the ones who lost themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Unquestionably, the wrongdoers are in an enduring punishment. And there will not be for them any allies to aid them other than Allah. And whoever Allah sends astray, for him there is no way." Respond to your Lord before a day comes from Allah of which there is no repelling. No refuge will you have that day, nor for you will there be any denial. But if they turn away, then we have not sent you, O Muhammad, over them as a guardian. Upon you is only the duty of notification. And indeed, when we let man taste mercy from us, he rejoices in it. But if evil afflicts him for what his hands have put forth, then indeed man is ungrateful. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He creates what he wills. He gives to whom he wills female children, and he gives to whom he wills males. Or he makes them both males and females, and he renders whom he wills barren. Indeed, he is knowing and competent. And it is not for any human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation, or from behind a partition, or that he sends a messenger to reveal, by his permission, what he wills. Indeed, he is most high and wise.